On Washington College Week, did we eat a healthier diet millions of years ago? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bill Schindler, associate professor of anthropology at Washington College, discusses why today's dietary culture is out of whack with our body's needs.
Approximately 3.5 million years ago, our Australopithecine ancestors created the first tool by striking together two rocks. They produced a razor-sharp edge that allowed them, for the first time, to effectively butcher scavenged animals on the African savanna. In an instant, this technological leap completely transformed our ancestors' relationship with their environment, and it initiated a cascade of innovations that would radically transform our diets over the next several million years. Stone tools, followed by the development of fire, hunting, and food processing technologies such as fermentation, supported our growing bodies and brains. Our ancestors were able to obtain more nutrient-dense foods and then to process them in ways that increased that nutritional powerhouse before the food even entered their mouths. Today, our bodies, brain size, and digestive tracts are essentially the same, but our modern food systems and dietary culture are in direct opposition to that past. Instead of enhancing the density and accessibility of nutrients, today's food processing methods and technologies operate at the expense of the nutrients in our food. In fact, the contemporary food system has achieved the impossible, obesity and malnutrition in the same individual. My research is focused on re-examining the food technologies of the past and linking them with modern culinary techniques to create a food system that fulfills our biological requirements, but also meets our modern expectations of flavor, texture, and presentation. By working with indigenous peoples, foragers, hunters, and modern food producers, exploring alternatives like entomophagy, which means eating bugs as a sustainable nutrient-dense food, we can relearn and rethink our current food systems. By looking at our ancestral past, we can ensure a healthier future and begin to eat like humans again.
That was Bill Schindler of Washington College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.